Like to call to order the Tuesday, August 28, 2018 meeting of the Township Board Supervisors. And if you please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe, may I have a roll call, please?
Member Rick Samuda?
Still here.
Member Susan Quirk?
Here.
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer?
Here. I'd like to announce that the Board of Supervisors has been in executive session prior to tonight's meeting to discuss land and legal issues. Also, although posted within the meeting room, I want to invite those persons attending tonight's meeting that it has been the policy of the Township of Darien to tape record of all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. At this time, I'd like to invite the members of the public, if they have anything to address with the Board of Supervisors, that they approach the podium, state their name and address, and if they would be so kind as to limit their comments to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Mr. Gamble.
Hi, Rich Gamble, I'm a Christian. I got a few questions maybe you guys can address during your meeting. One of the questions I have, we've been getting a lot of press lately regarding activities that are going on in our town. One of the things that I questioned when a gentleman was here last week and talked about the census, 73% of the families in this town would benefit from some type of child in after school program. Then I was thinking, comparing that to the number of children or families in our community that would benefit from a 50-meter pool versus what the community could use as a 25-meter. So what's the rationale? The children, greater percentage, that would benefit from something, and I think, Susan, you said it's not the township's responsibility to provide that care, and I don't think it's the township's responsibility to go to the pool for outside and private data. Secondly, could you, whoever's on the committee, give me an update on how much money has been basically located, pledged, dedicated to this new project. And thirdly, I'm out of breath today. Yeah, I guess that's it for now. But if you could update me, update the people here of all those activities. And, oh, thirdly, yes, has anybody approached our state representative and this Darien Township School Board about bringing all entities together to discuss increasing the amusement tax that would definitely benefit our community? So, if you could report on that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Bruce Wolbrand, 1081 Fairdale Drive. I wanted to talk to the board briefly about the road conditions and the lack of maintenance of the infrastructure in this township. Recently, they came into our neighborhood and they repaved parts of streets. Most of the neighborhood still hasn't been repaved. The streets are 25 years old in that neighborhood. That is the maximum life, if you look it up, that roads are considered to have. And when I talked to Public Works, I was told our half of the street might be done in 3 years. No guarantees. As far as I know, there's no plan in place. I was also told there's no money. Yet we're talking about building a rec center, which unless we have a great benefactor that we don't know about, it's going to cost this township more money. I suggest that we take care of the infrastructure before we get another project, because you're already building more over here that's going to require further upkeep of the infrastructure, further maintenance, further police patrolling. So I think the board needs to take a close look at budget and where the priorities are. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Would anyone else care to address the Board of Supervisors at this time? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the August 14, 2018 Board Supervisor meeting minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second those. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And then motion carries First item of business under new business is consideration of requests by five organizations for the Township of Darien to sponsor the request for funding from the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program as a co-applicant and prioritize those organizations' requests that the Township agrees to sponsor. Ms. Owen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tonight the board will hear presentations from five different applicants that are requesting co-sponsorship of their application to the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program. As a reminder, this is a municipal grant program that the county conducts. The township is actually eligible for a second pot of money being contiguous to East Hanover Township, which is the host municipality for the casino. Nonprofit applicants are eligible to apply if they have an eligible co-applicant sponsor. So a lot of the organizations you'll hear from tonight are requesting that the township sponsor their application as a co-applicant. As you're aware, the township has supported the fire company. This will actually be the fifth year of a five-year request. That has been the township's number one priority, and we actually sign on with them to indicate that that sponsorship. You'll also hear tonight from the Vista School, the Hershey Area Playhouse, and People Movers. And in addition to the fire company, I'll be introducing the Hershey Community Center as a new project that we can look to apply for. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to the first of our applicants, which would be Rodney Sonderman from the Hershey Volunteer Fire.
Thank you, Lauren. Good evening. This is the fifth year in a row that we have requested sponsorship for the gaming funds. We are requesting $310,000 to finish a pledge from a gaming grant of $1.35 million over a five-year period. We have gotten feedback as we have made presentations that it is possible that they would reduce that number and make it year six. And so it is possible that that may come about. We just don't know until they divide up the monies. This would be year 505. Typically, we've asked for $270,000. The last 2 years, we've gotten $250,000. So this year, we're requesting $310,000 to complete the pledge. Any questions?
Any questions, Mr. Sonderman?
Thank you, Ryan.
So the next project, just to make you aware of, as I mentioned, would be a new application that would be township-led for the Hershey Community Center. This program and the county and gaming advisory board do not commit to multi-year funding requests, but considering the size and scope of this project, we would be looking to go in this year really introducing the project and trying to structure what would end up being a six-year request at $1,250,000. This year, given the fire company and where they are in the process, and with that being the number one priority, we would be looking at a request of $85,000. Again, more as an opportunity to really introduce the project to that board. This would be a township-led application, but considering the relationship the township has had with the Moeller Senior Center, we would be looking at adding the Moeller Center on as a co-applicant. Their board has considered that and has approved it. Melissa Weigel is here if you do have questions about the Moeller participation.
Thank you. Any questions for Lauren? Melissa? None? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
The next group that you'll hear from is the Vista School. They're proposing some safety and security upgrades. Here tonight is Kirsten Murich, the CEO, and Candy Chubb, the Executive Director of Education Programs.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And they have a presentation. Can you see that? Thank you.
So where the awkward folks with the bathroom?
No, you're set.
Real fast. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Kirsten, you're the CEO. This is Candy Chubb. She's the Executive Director of Educational Programming. Vista, we are your neighbors up the hill here, and we're an organization that serves individuals with autism exclusively. So autism is a very challenging developmental disability that really impacts the ability for individuals to communicate and behave in inappropriate ways. And our second picture of them is really appropriate for today because we were visited by the fire company. So we really appreciate their swift participation when we have incidents up there. Up the hill here, we serve 115 students on our campus. All of them have autism, and tonight we are seeking support for our co-applicants for what will be a two-year project related to safety and security of our campus facility for individuals and our staff. We'll be looking at about $85,000 in year one and year two. You have the details in your written proposal. This is a picture of our campus map. You can see, if you haven't been up, we're tucked in along with the creek up there, so it's a very isolated campus, but we do have a campus that has four buildings, multiple buildings with ins and outs of each building. Our students and our staff go in and out of all of those buildings, and we have one big, very long road that heads into that road into the campus. So we have a lot of challenges from a safety and security standpoint, just with the physical infrastructure, and we're trying to address those very judiciously with our plans. But the other challenges that we have that Candy will address are related to the challenges with our individuals, the students that we serve, and how unique that is with the staff situation. Our goals with the funds that we're seeking, and this would be a grant that would help us achieve our objectives that we have listed here, and it's a grant that would be involved with other funders as well. So we have other funders like PTO and the Hershey Company or other community groups that we are looking to partner with. You may be asking why a school is in front of you asking to be a co-applicant for something related to safety and security when the government, the governor, put out about $60 million for schools in the Commonwealth to access grants for these purposes. Those grants are only accessible to public schools or to charter schools. So specifically, our school is an approved private school, and that's a specific designation inside of the public education system. So we are part of the public education system, but there are only 30 approved private schools in the state. You're lucky to have the only one in central Pennsylvania, which is Vista. And we were excluded from that grant. We were not eligible for those funds. So we really have to get creative because the costs associated with achieving these types of objectives are well beyond our operating revenues. And so we're here seeking those kinds of creative opportunities.
All right, and real quickly, just to show and showcase a few of our students, as you can see, training at the Vista School is somewhat complicated. Our students are primarily nonverbal. Many of them also have intellectual disabilities, so the ability to barricade a room, to evacuate when you need to evacuate, is going to be difficult because they can't necessarily understand what's happening or follow directions. So that's just another complexity that we have to deal with here at the school. Next slide. That being said, it hasn't stopped us. We went ahead and got ourselves trained in the ALICE response model. We've also then partnered with some fellow Derry Township partners with McMillan Christian School. They have been helping us to train. We actively trained 200 people about 2 weeks ago on our response, and we're looking to continue to increase our security so we can be a safe school here in Derry Township. This is just evidence of one of our trainings. These staff barricaded that room in less than 2 minutes, and that was from one training. That's a second floor classroom, so it took us about 2 minutes to get up there. But I will tell you that in 30 seconds, some of our classrooms downstairs had barricaded within 30 seconds, and we had Milton Hershey there helping us, and we couldn't get through that door. So this is just evidence of proper training, and with proper resources and additional funding that we don't currently have access to, we could do so much more to keep our students here in Derry Township.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments?
Thank you, Laura.
Next, we'll hear from Jennifer Seltzer with our Hershey Area Playhouse. A request of $29,360 for a theater academy improvement expansion.
Good evening. Thank you for letting me come and talk to you again, to you, Ms. Monroe. This is one of the efforts that the Board of Directors is making for our 20th anniversary season. We're looking for sponsorships and fundraising opportunities for the Theater Academy. It's been around, part of the county and township, servicing students since 2009, and we're looking to always add to it this year, or hopefully soon. We're looking to add a youth musical theater camp or a permanent youth show within the year of shows at Playhouse, So we're seeking just part of the funding that it would cost for the Theater Academy to run for a year. We do several sessions throughout the year, fall, winter, spring, and then two in the summer.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you very much.
And finally, you'll hear from, Jack Storm and Ray Bailey with People Movers, requesting $43,000 for the purchase of a new transportation van.
Good evening. Back in 1974, the People Movers sort of started here in Terry Township, thanks to the Women's Federated Organization and the Rotary Club, and we've been operating very successfully up to this point. We take about 500 riders a month, and it's all seniors. You have to be 60 years of age in order to participate in this. It's only for Terry Township, and it's only within the confines of Terry Township. You can understand that a lot of our travel actually consists of going to the med center, doctors, dentists, food bank, to get the seniors to these various locations. What we're seeking is $43,000. We need a new van. Our van has 90,000+ miles on it. It was bought in 2010. But we're also interested in some safety concerns with it, because getting the folks on these vans, a lot of them come with walkers now and what have you, and we need some extra storage in the back. The Econovan, that does not have it. The newer vans have more storage there, and we're also worried about entering into the van that is done in a safe manner for them. It costs us about anywhere from $10,000 to $14,000 a year to operate the People Mover, and we're very blessed that we have various entities within the township that have helped us out, including Terry Township, that helps us with our gas prices, as well as some maintenance issues, which has been very, very helpful. We have over 50 volunteers. They're all seniors, too. Seniors helping seniors, I guess, is what we've boiled down to. So with that, we're looking for the possibility of $43,000, and we appreciate your support with that. Do you have any questions?
Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, the first action that the board will need to take will be to determine whether to sponsor these applications as a co-applicant. Again, that would allow them to be eligible to apply. You may address them individually or collectively.
So that's a threshold determination?
In order to be eligible to submit, correct.
Right. So I envisioned having a vote to be co-applicant, and then when we approve that vote, if we approve that vote, then we rank order them.
Correct.
All right. So all those in favor of being a co-applicant of the... Did I just say that or no?
Make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we for each of the five presenters. All those, do I have a second? Seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And that motion carries unanimously. And now the first order of business would be to vote for our first priority. Is that right?
Correct. So the way that the as part of the process, the township is required to submit to the county a prioritized ranking of the projects. Again, considering that the fire company has been our number one project and we'll be looking to introduce a new project as that funding request winds down. You've been each given ballots so that we can handle them individually. So I would ask that everyone indicate your first priority and then pass those down to Jim, who will be tallying.
So we're into the sequential.
Correct.
Sorry.
Hershey Community Center.
Third priority, please.
this to school?
Fifth priority, please.
Fourth.
Fourth priority, please.
People movers.
And the fifth priority, please.
Tertiary playhouse.
If I may, Warren, could you just explain to the applicants what happens from here and our ranking really doesn't much other than, you know, sending a message to the folks that make the ultimate decision.
Sure. So the and each of the applicants has gone through a required pre-application meeting with the county. The basic process is that they complete the application. Your next item of business on your agenda will be to pass a resolution documenting the sponsorship of the co-applicant and the priority ranking. That will be included with their application. That's to be delivered to the county next Tuesday, September 4th, not postmarked, delivered. The county will then go through and review the applications, and some of the requests will be invited in for interviews. Those interviews typically occur in November in front of the Gaming Advisory Board. That board then makes a recommendation to the commissioners. Commissioners typically have the ultimate say, of course, and typically award the projects at a meeting around February, March of next year. I will say that this year we had $551,190 in requests in Derry Township. Typically, you know, the amount of funding that's allocated is really dependent on the amount of levers people are pulling and the amount of revenues realized from the casino. But the typically, we usually see about $300,000 coming to Derry. Last year, we received $250,000 for the fire station only. So there are projects, you know, that just aren't able to be funded, even though I think the county recognizes there are lots of projects out there. So like I said, if you're if anyone has any questions, I'll be providing copies of resolutions to you tomorrow for inclusion in your application, but please feel free to reach out to me. And if you'd want to move on to passing the resolutions, that's next on the agenda.
So the proposed motions or suggested motion would involve just one motion, rank ordering 1 through 5, or would the motion just include the first priority?
Each of the resolutions has a spot for ranking the project, so I would think that you can make a motion ranking them and then pass the resolutions indicating the sponsorship of the co-applicant and ranking.
Very well. My understanding is the fire company is number 1, community center number 2, business school number 3, people movers number 4, and the Hershey area playhouse number 5. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So please correct me if my motion is incorrect or incorrectly worded, but that I'll make the motion to Township of Derry agrees to sponsor as a co-applicant the request for funding in the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program for the following projects. First priority being the Hershey Fire Station construction debt reduction. Second being the Hershey Community Center. Third being the Vista School. Fourth being People Movers. And the fifth being the Hershey Area Playhouse. And prioritizes them in that order. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. So, Lauren, are resolutions then going to be prepared for our approval on that?
Resolutions are included in a separate agenda item if you'd like to move to that.
Okay.
We do have placeholders to manually insert the rankings now that you have ranked them. So we would. Jill will fill this in.
So, and again, correct me if I inartfully word this, but I'll make a motion that we approve resolution numbers 1556 through 1560, supporting and ranking the applications as so indicated of the 5 organizations for the Dauphin County Local Shared Municipal Grant Program. I'll entertain a second. Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion also carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Sumner. Next item on the agenda is the preliminary final subdivision of land development plan, Hurst Park 2020, fraction plat number 1298. Chuck, will you lead this discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan represents the development of Hershey Park, which contains about 394 acres, as seen on the screen. It also involves some adjustments to the land of the Hershey Company, Chocolate World, which contains approximately 17 acres. This project follows the relocation of Park Boulevard and expands the limits of Hershey Park, which is what necessitates this coming before the board. Municipal Planning Code and our own ordinance both read that expansion of within the confines of a amusement park does not require a land development plan. So, in this case, because they are expanding the plan beyond their present limits, they are subject to this processing. This development will involve this disturbance of approximately 23.5 acres, with 3.33 acres within the floodway, which requires special state and federal permitting, which is still in the works and is a condition of approval. The improvements here are proposed to begin in early 2019 for the 2020 park season. Generally speaking, there's going to be some demolition to existing buildings and infrastructure, some new buildings and infrastructure, new pickup area, and removal of the former roadway and two pedestrian bridges, creation of a new bridge. There's a few buildings shown on the plan, without much in the way of detailed structures. And typically, Hershey Park limits that information related to new rides and facilities for times when they're ready for a press release due to the competitive nature of amusement parks. This submission includes a traffic report, a detailed parking capacity analysis, and other supporting data. During the discussion with the Planning Commission, there was some discussion about the pedestrian access to the park. And with the relocation of Park Boulevard, that has changed. Although there's a 10-foot wide cycle provided, it's a little bit longer trail. The Planning Commission wanted the supervisors to be aware of some of the discussion that's involved in, and it's been captured in their meeting minutes, and just have a continued dialogue contributing that access. The applicant has requested waivers and deferments of the ordinance. Many of them are rather standard in nature, showing topographic features and contours within 200 feet and 50 feet of the area being developed. Here in each case, much of the property that is being removed from that has already been platted in prior plans, and we're supporting that waiver. It's a waiver of showing profiles and plans of the existing stormwater, sanitary sewer, gas, and water systems that aren't being affected. And again, that's a rather standard waiver. We're recommending that it be approved. They've asked for a waiver of showing wetland locations and wetland determination over their entire property holdings, which is in excess of 300 acres. What they've done is they've provided that information over about 70 acres, which well encompasses the area being disturbed. So we're supporting the waiver over the remainder of their property. They've asked for a waiver of minimum plan scale. As you can see, it's a large property that when you start to break it down into sheets, it is the proper plan scale, but to show the overall improvements, they have a smaller scale, and that's appreciated, actually. So we're recommending that waiver. They've asked for a waiver related to monuments, markers along the boundary, and much of this property is bounded by existing roadways and right-of-ways, and we feel that that's a waiver that's worthy of being granted. Much of the boundary has already been set. Nothing is there. And finally, they've asked for a deferment for the installation of curbing, sidewalks, walkways, and bicycle paths along Hershey Park Drive, Park Avenue, and parts of the relocated Park Boulevard, portions of North Hopkinsville Road, which also fronts this property. Here in this case, although I think someday in the future sidewalks may be incorporated into the property, I'd be recommending that the deferment be granted so that it can be coordinated with other expansions pedestrian system through the township. Although I said lastly, I have one more, and it's a waiver related to the stormwater ordinance, and it has to do with stormwater volume controls. They're implementing some alternative water quality measures, which have been reviewed by HRG, and they, along with the Planning Commission staff, are recommending that waiver be approved. So, in short, we're recommending approval of Class 12 MU, conditioned upon the following items being satisfactorily addressed. One is that the township's reimbursed for the cost incurred in reviewing the plans no later than September 28, 2018, that the following items happen no later than February 28, 2019, that performance security in the amount of $8,755,471 is provided to guarantee the installation of required improvements, that a performance security in the amount of $61,922 is provided to guarantee the developer's submission of technical or scientific data to FEMA for a letter of map revision, which the board may require or may remember was done for the Park Boulevard Bridge also to adjust the floodplain through the mapping. That the comments in HRG's August 13th letter are adequately addressed, and those are generally related to signatures on the plan. That corrections made on sheet 18.1 is outlined in the community development staff memo of his address, and that two originals of the signed and notarized agreement for deferment of curbing the sidewalk walkways and their bicycle paths are provided. That two originals of the signed and notarized stormwater best managing practices operation maintenance agreement is provided, and that the digital file of the plan in AutoCAD format or DXF format is provided. And finally, following happened concurrently with recording the plan, that the reciprocal easement for the stormwater facility construction and maintenance agreement is recorded, that the agreement for the deferment of curbing and sidewalk and walkway and the bicycle path is recorded, that the stormwater BMP agreement is recorded, and the revised property deed, which includes the language related to our operation and maintenance agreement, is recorded.
And sure, those are reflected on subparagraphs A through M of the recommendations.
That's correct.
Anything else, sir?
I do not.
Are there any questions or comments for Chuck at this time? Hearing none, I'll make the motion that the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for Hershey Park 2020 and tract plat 1298 be approved, subject to compliance items A through M under the department head recommendation section of this agenda item, and that the requested waivers and deferments from the subdivision and land development ordinance and the stormwater management ordinance as discussed herein are granted as noted under the explanation section of this agenda item. I'll entertain a second for that motion. I like that sound. Mr. Zamora, take your second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is approval of resolution number 155, making climate change and the mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions an ongoing focus of the township. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution was started a couple months ago when members of the public came and presented it to the Board of Supervisors. That happened in June of 2018. Since that time, working with Rebecca Wills, Matt Weir, and myself, this resolution has continued to be refined, and with the exception of verifying the accuracy of two whereas statements related to the fine particulate matter, really items fourth and fifth whereas, I believe that the document is ready to be adopted as a resolution. So I'm going to suggest that the board make a motion that they would adopt this pending the verification of those two single items, that the rest of the document has been verified through the sources reflected.
Any questions or comments for Chuck on this? Mr. Weir, if you care to make a motion.
I will do that.
Very well. And I'll second the motion, subject to ratification of the whereas clauses 4 and 5 as set forth therein, that this resolution be adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously.
Thanks for all the thought you gave on this.
Had a lot of help from a lot of people out there, especially the young Michelle.
Next item on the agenda is approval of Resolution 1554 to modify and operate traffic signals at Campus Drive and Centerview Drive to add a left turn phase.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The medical center is asking to make a change to the traffic signal and include a left turn phase on the signal at Centerview and Campus Drive within the confines of the campus. They've had the engineering work done by Grove Miller, and PennDOT now requires that a resolution be signed by the governing body because the signal is permitted through the township. So we prepared this resolution. We have no problem with the medical center making this change to it. It can be done by our signal contractor, and therefore we'll be reimbursing the medical center for the cost of the change.
Any questions or comments from this item? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the Board of Supervisors approve Resolution 1554 to modify and operate traffic signals at Campus Drive and Centerview Lane to add a left turn lane. Moved by Ms. Cork. Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is a request for authorization to allow alcoholic beverages at the Recreation Center fundraising event on Friday, September 14, 2018, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Capital Campaign Committee for the Community Center Project has planned a fundraising event to assist in raising funds for that project, scheduled for Friday, September 14, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The event will be held on a lower pool deck and inside the lower pool shell, and we'll ensure that we empty the pool prior to the event. Light food and adult beverages would be available for attendees that evening. The current rules and regulations don't permit that use currently, therefore we're requesting a special exception for that event.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from members of the board? Hearing then, Ms. Cork, would you care to make a motion that we authorize that alcoholic beverages in the direct center on Friday, September 14, 2018, 5:30 to 7:30 as part of a fundraising event to raise funds for the community center project?
Mr. Morris, I'd like to make that motion.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Zamora seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is authorization for a community center banner to be located in the grass area of Chocolate Town Square East at the Chocolate Avenue and Cocoa Avenue intersection. Mr. Chairman.
So, this is an old banner in a new location. This is the first year that we've actually had photographs of it. I thank the Reverend for rolling it out and taking pictures. This is the Soup Cook-Off banner, which has typically been on the information building at the corner of Ridge and Chocolate. This year they've asked to have this banner put up on the vacant park property owned by the township at the corner of Cocoa and Chocolate. They're looking to put it up 30 days ahead of the event and take it down within 2 days after the event, which is typically the timeline that's afforded these types of uses. I had a conversation with them about, because of the length of the banner and being ground-mounted, that that they make sure that each of the grommets are secure and that the banner remains in good condition. I would liken it to the Ben and Tim Day banner, which held up very well through the time that it was out there. So I believe that's the concern of the township, is that it remained a good-looking banner while it's posted there, and so we've had some conversation with them to see if that's done. Anyway, banners like this have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors, as you're aware, so I am recommending approval for authorization for this event for the 2018 Soup Cook-Off, which will be October 6th.
Any questions or comments?
Yeah, the only comment I would have would be questioning the length of time a little bit. So you said that's what's typically used for this type of banner. and don't use political signs as an example because I think those are unique and not really advertised.
No, I agree. But so for community or for civic advertising, we have two types of advertising. We allow banners.
Yeah.
By approval of the Board of Supervisors, and then we allow yard signs. And even with the yard signs scripted in the ordinance, now the time frame isn't scripted for banners in the ordinance, but for the yard signs it's scripted 30 days ahead of the event, taken down 2 days after the event. So that's typically what we've fallen back on. I understand that with the prominence of this location, that maybe the 30 days isn't what people want to see for 30 days is this banner.
Well, and so there's two things, and I'm fine going along with this, there's two thoughts. One would be that the sign person that I've worked with and contracted with for over 12 years always says, you know, when you have a sign out too long, it doesn't do any good. So you get the most bang for the buck in the first week or two. So, and then the other thing is, it's just that this is one of the most prominent locations in our downtown. It's on the square of Hershey. So, I mean, I would be more in support. And this is actually what we went to Jim here, Claude, at the building that I used to own, where this hunt we went to 2 weeks. So, I don't know if that resonates with the board at all, and we limit it to 2 weeks. I actually think they're getting more bang for their buck for doing 2 weeks, but I'm hoping.
I would say that having been a participant, not as successful as I hope participant, that for those who want to enter into the competition, for planning purposes, I think we probably want a little more than 2 weeks, not only and even for 10 days to put on our calendar. Can we compromise and go with 21 days?
I'm fine with whichever way it works. It doesn't really make a difference to me. I just want to make those 2 points.
Okay. And I think you're absolutely spot on in terms of losing its effectiveness after a period of time. I would suggest 21 days for compromise on that if the board is very well. So I'll move that the 15th annual soup cook-off banner be authorized to be placed in the grass area of Chocolate Town Square East at the intersection of Chocolate Avenue and Cocoa Avenue for a period not to exceed 21 days prior to the event and to be removed within 2 days following completion of the event.
Sounds good. I just thought of one other thing.
I can answer that because I generally bring them ahead in perpetuity so we're not cluttering the agenda. Because in this case, I suggested for this year.
Okay, got it. I thought
The 15th annual Super Bowl. Next year will be the 16th.
So, my quick question: how high off the ground will this be?
The banner's 30 inches high. I'm going to guess that it's going to have 6 inches of air below it.
I would go with that.
That's about what they did.
I was just hoping it would low to the ground and not, you know, up high. Thank you.
And how long is it?
38 feet.
38 feet. Big banner.
Yeah. So the time parameter is acceptable to the board. Okay. So I'll entertain a second.
Second
by Mr. Zamuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that is approved unanimously. Next item on the agenda is H1 and 2, authorization to advertise an ordinance amending the Code of Derry Township, ordinance number 533, chapter 210, section 210-42, and section 210-41, established drop-off zone in front of the Hershey Public Library, which is in ordinance under section 210-42, will be rescinded and the drop-off zone will be changed to a restricted 5-minute parking zone established in the ordinance under section 210-41. Carl, Chief, you want to comment on that? Or?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is just kind of a reinforcement or a clarity of establishing this drop-off zone a little bit further. The sign there was probably not adequate, and we just want to make things a little bit more clear. Lieutenant Free was in touch with Lori Brady kind of came to a consensus that 5 minutes should be a good time limit for people to be able to drop things off and occupy that zone and depart from there. So this would establish that zone, make it a little bit more uniform as far as the signing and get that established.
Very well. Well, I'll make a motion that be authorized to advertise an ordinance amending the Code of the Township of Derry, ordinance 5. 5.3, Chapter 210, Section 210-42, Special Purpose Parking Zones Established, Parking Otherwise Prohibited, and Section 210-41, Parking Time Limited in Certain Locations, Certain Days and Hours, as set forth herein, be approved. I'll entertain a second. Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. The next item on our agenda is correspondence and board committee information. I'll start to my left. Mr. Smith?
Yeah, I have nothing.
Matt?
Nothing.
Nothing
for me, Mr.
Nothing.
Matt?
Very good. Thank you. Chief, any reports?
Nothing.
Very well. Fire?
Nothing. Very
well.
Nothing.
Laura?
I just want to give an update on some of the meetings that we had this year. We were up significantly than in years past. Our registrations were up 35% and total minutes logged was up 125%. So we really blew the roof off the numbers this year. And at next township meeting, we'll have the township top readers here to get to.
Excellent. Thank you. Cheryl, anything to report?
Nothing.
Parks around.
Just quickly, we just had another tremendous summer season at the recreation center and our park system along the bicycle pedestrian trail. We're getting ready for our fall and winter season at the recreation center. We did empty the upper pool Sunday evening, and I want to thank the Public Works Department for sending their loader down in a chain to help us get the dome closed so that we could have the closed shell here for the winter season. So just thanks to everyone for a great summer season.
Thank you, Matt.
Just a reminder, we have the Cocoa Avenue meeting tomorrow regarding the landscaping in that street corridor and around the township.
Very well. Chuck?
Nothing. Thank you.
Laura?
Just a note that our last Music on Chocolate Day season is coming up on September 8th. We also have a Downtown Hershey Association board meeting scheduled for September 10th at 5:30 in the lower level of the Hershey Story. It's likely that we're going to be rescheduling that meeting, so I'll keep you all in the loop with that.
Thank you. Joe, anything to add?
Nothing, thank
Jim,
you.
Jim, anything? Awesome. Thank you. Very well. I'll make motion that we approve accounts payable in the amount of $609,617.20. Payable in the amount of $371,388.60. I'll take a second.
Second.
I'll second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion is approved unanimously. This time I invite the public to for the second public and visitor comment section. Anybody wishing to address the board, please address, present yourself to the podium, and if you'd be so kind as to identify yourself by stating your name and address, and limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Wills. And I represent Hershey Municipal Team, and some of us also here from the Dairy Environmental Action Committee, and we just want to thank you for your consideration of the Climate Action Resolution. We're really, really pleased that you've looked at it carefully, thought about it carefully, and had some good questions for us, and we'll continue to answer questions as we try to move forward and try to help to make Dairy Township a better, healthier place to live, as well as to help the township to preserve their resources and to just do what we can to be good citizens. So thank you very much.
And thank you for your dedication.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Gamble.
Hi. I'll just present a question again. I asked at the beginning of the meeting during your response as far as committee members, if you could update us on any progression in relation to this was brought up last week or the week before regarding the after school program. He asked if there was a priority. I kind of agree. 73% of the children would benefit from the program. There's nothing discussed about it. Have you in executive session discussed it, or have you assigned a committee that works in that area looking at it?
We will be addressing that issue.
Okay, could you keep up? Public advice?
Absolutely.
Okay. Secondly, in relation to the question, has anybody reached out to the Erie Township School Board, the Hershey entity, and of course us, and the state representative to get together and discuss maybe reevaluating the amount of money that the community gets based on the increased activity as a result of the Hershey Company or Hershey and Resorts Entertainment could give us something back. This would definitely help with some of our expenses. As you know, you talk about roads, you talk about the rec center, all that money is important. So when do you have an idea that might take place?
I don't have a definite date. Anybody else want to offer some comments on that?
We certainly appreciate you mentioning it, and obviously looking at the entertainment tax is a part of larger ongoing conversations that we have with Hershey Entertainment Resort. So we don't have a meeting on the books, but it's always something that we're looking at and watching.
Okay, we understand Representative McAfee is willing to sit down and help discuss and work this out.
Yes.
I think that's an opportunity. Since it got started with a politician, let's get him back in and see what we can do.
And I've spoken to Mr. McAfee about that as well. So, yes.
All right, Mr. Appreciate it. So if you keep us updated. And the third part was, where are we financing? Has anybody made any type of pledge, commitment, or donation towards this expense for the rec center?
I'll take that one. So we have just begun to kick off the lead phase of the capital campaign, and we've gotten some really positive conversations and some early commitments that we're not ready to announce at this point, but we will in the next couple of weeks. But so far things are going very well, and it's going to be over the next several months that those conversations are going to continue with some of the larger businesses in town, as well as individuals. And then the community phase of the campaign will roll out probably February or March. So we'll definitely keep everybody posted, but at this point there's not much to report.
Well, don't you have a vote coming up very shortly, advancing forward, and you think it's a good idea without knowing some dollar amount in front of the committee?
What's your question?
Well, I'm saying, if you have a vote coming up to advance this program, how much more money are we going to spend without knowing how much we have to spend? I mean, you want to talk about people who don't have money. Give us an idea.
Mr. Gamble, I think you asked a question, and I think Ms. Court respectfully answered it. And this is not on the agenda tonight, so we're not going to get into a back and forth about it.
Well, you made a comment in the paper where you said, we haven't voted, nothing happens to the vote, but if you read the article, it sounds like it, in healthcare we call it radiography, when we write something in the chart to let somebody know something. It seemed like on the radio, and oh, we're tearing it down, we're closing it, etc. But it wasn't even voted on.
This is public comment, and you're over 3 minutes. I mean, we've already answered questions.
Okay, well, I think we're talking about 20 years of payment if it's not done right. 20 years of increase in taxes to the people of this community.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Evan Diaku. I'm a resident of Hershey at 184 Jacobs Creek Drive. Just want to take a moment for those that may not have been in attendance at last Board of Supervisors meeting, just to discuss the issue that I have raised with regards to the capacity of the Kids Club before and after school program that is provided. Just want to say thank you very much to the Board of Supervisors for hearing and acknowledging my comments at the last meeting and taking them into consideration, and a special thank you to Mr. Moyer as well for reaching out following the meeting of the last Board of Supervisors as well. Just a few polite reminders. The school year is underway, and the demand for this service from the township is far in excess of the current capacity of 45 students. Expanding that program should be able to be done with zero additional resources from the taxpayer, as the tuition that is taken for this program from the parents is completely offset the costs associated with the program in its current capacity. So, just a polite reminder, I understand it's only been 2 weeks since the last meeting, but as it hasn't been addressed, I appreciate your continued consideration and making this a priority for you as you move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the Board of Supervisors at this time? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court, I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the meeting is adjourned.